18, and how the text, I think, has been passed around. The best way to understand it is it basically combines my Amendment 14 with Senator Inhofe's Amendment 15, Senator Isaacson's Amendment 16, and it reads that the President should recognize, as of course is non-binding, the TNC as the legitimate government of Libya, and it's also asked that the funds of the regime that have been frozen should be used to reimburse the United States as a NATO member for expenses incurred in connection with the Operation Odyssey Dawn and Operation Unified Protector. It should also be used for humanitarian and reconstructive assistance and to ensure full payment of awards as issued by the Foreign Claims Settlement Commission. Those were, I believe, victims of terrorist acts by Muammar Gaddafi. And so that's what the amendments basically, if adopted, would take amendments number 14, 15, and 16 and turns them into one.